think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey Pals, this segment of the Joey English Show is presented through the generosity of the Awa Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians, and we feature some of the charities that they support. So Jennifer Hagee is here from?
Pegasus Riding Academy.
I love it. Tell us a little bit about it. A mission statement.
So Pegasus is in the mission of serving children with disabilities and putting them on horses and changing their lives, basically. So they get to ride in an environment where they normally might be a little scared or shy, and the horses give them the ability to do something that they wouldn't normally be able to do.
I've followed this charity for a long time. How many years have you had it?
39 years in the Coachella Valley. And
same as my age. No. 30. Okay. Give me two or three sentences, Jennifer, about how this works. How does riding the horse, even children who are visually challenged, they improve by riding the horse. How does it work?
So we service all forms of disability in the Coachella Valley from the age of 3 to even adults, for that matter. And they come to us through Desert Sands Unified, Palm Springs Unified, Coachella Valley Unified school districts on buses. And we put them on a horse, and then they have agility sort of activities that they do, whether it's basketball or taking rings and throwing rings on a pole. They're doing interactive games that improve their balance and their self-esteem without them even knowing it, because they're enjoying the experience of riding, and it helps with their balance. It helps with, yeah, everything. It really does make a huge difference to kids that normally wouldn't have that opportunity.
And when they get into a program at Pegasus, how much do they come? How often? How long? How does that work?
They usually come once a week. So they get to ride once a week in a perfect scenario. We do have more demand than we have the ability to serve, unfortunately. It's because, you know, we're a little nonprofit, and there's lots of kids in the Coachella Valley that want to ride. So ultimately, down the road, we'll get more and more horses and more staff as we continue to grow, and we'll be able to serve all the kids every single week. But what happens right now is if a class comes, say the class size is about 10 children, five of them will get to ride 1 week, and then five the following week. So there's a rotational schedule for each class.
How do you find your clients? Or do they find you?
Well, it's kind of a give and take relationship. So we have a great relationship with the school districts. So the teachers that serve the special need classrooms will reach out to us and ask if they can bring a class. And it could be, you know, a small size or a large size class. And then also on Saturdays, we have parents that will drive the kids to us, and they reach out to us and they say, you know, how is your waiting list looking? Can I, you know, get Susie or Tim or, you know, their child on a horse, you know, in the coming months. And we're just trying to accommodate as many kids as we possibly can.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful charity. You brought a special guest. Give us the name of your mystery guest.
So Pegasus Riding Academy is lucky enough to have a new executive director. He is not new to the Coachella Valley, but his name is Vail Horton. And Vail actually rode at Pegasus when he was a young child. And so he has an amazing story of how Pegasus actually changed his life when he was little.
So, Joey Pals, here's Vail. Hi, Vail.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, I'm good, and I'm so excited to hear this story. Tell us six sentences. We only have another 5 or 6 minutes, but we'll get it done. We need the Reader's Digest condensed version.
The condensed version. Well, I was born without legs and funny-looking arms. My left arm doesn't touch my face, and my right arm only has 3 fingers on it. And born with severe disabilities here in the desert and born and raised. My father's father was the first grocery store out here in Desert Hot Springs, and my mother's father grew table grapes and thermal in Coachella. And my mother's mother was the county supervisor for 16 years. So lots of roots, and born with severe disabilities.
Were you a product of some drugs or an accident, or do you mind me asking?
I absolutely don't mind you asking. It's a normal question, and it's how people grow, by asking those questions. UCLA put in my file GOK, which stands for God Only Knows. And so thymidylide was done in the 50s, and I was born in 1977. So I really do think it's GOK. No matter of fact, using that term, God Only Knows, really ties in well with, you know, my new role as the executive director of Pegasus, because I grew up here in the desert for 22 years and then spent 22 years in Portland, Oregon, and grew a family and started a for-profit and nonprofit companies, and they were very successful. And moved back recently in the last 2 years, semi-retired, and wondering what my next chapter was going to be professionally. And so things come full circle. And it's really neat that, you know, as a kid, I experienced Pegasus seven years during my...
Now tell me, describe that for me.
When I was a kid, my neighbor across the street would pick me up and take me to Pegasus, and then a really, really, really neat volunteer, his name is Bill Dunstan, and we're actually still in touch. We touch base every 3 to 5 years, and he would take me home, and he was played for the LA Rams and won a Super Bowl, and he was a volunteer at Pegasus, and he would take me to an old ice cream shop called Swenson's at Town Center Mall, and I got to order a banana split because my mom wasn't looking.
Oh, now how did you sit a horse because of your physical challenges?
So back then I was using prosthetic legs, and so right now I get around on a skateboard, and I've decided that I'm too old and too good looking to wear fake legs. And so I gave them up about 6 years ago, and I get around on a skateboard or an electronic scooter, but back then I had the legs that would keep me on the horse.
Yeah. And describe for me how it felt, what felt different when you suddenly sat on this horse in life, if you can, not as a 6-year-old, maybe as a little older.
Sure. But I want to preface that and say, you know, being as severely disabled as I am, for normal kids, getting on a horse is a huge feat. For someone with a disability, you don't necessarily grow up playing football or soccer or baseball. So to kind of skip all of those items, you know, no water skiing, no snow skiing, nothing, and to jump straight to getting on a big, huge thoroughbred, it changed my life. It gave me, it took away the fear that I have as a kid and with my disability, and it taught me that I could do anything. And then the really neat part is that I became good enough to where I actually competed in horse shows. And so to be able to compete with severe disabilities is awesome. I mean, you know, so many kids that are in sports, they say, and I'm a parent and I have four children and my kids all played sports growing up. And
well, there's a movie there. Wait a minute. We need a longer show. Okay, keep going. All your kids play sports.
Yep, absolutely. One of them plays for Oregon State University. And but anyways, sports are key to, you know, good people, you know, the discipline that it teaches you. And so competing with horses, it probably led to my success as a businessman.
So turn the page, Joey, be the good interviewer. What is your business acumen? You're the executive director of Pegasus, but what else?
Well, prior to Pegasus, I just recently exited the for-profit company that I started, which was called Keen Healthcare. And their best year was $25 million in annual revenue. And we manufactured and distributed hospital beds, mattresses, crutches, canes, walkers, liquid oxygen, CPAPs, BiPAPs, liquid food, all of the above. And our goal in life at Keen Healthcare was to increase the mobility and comfort of the disabled and injured so that they could contribute more to society. And our primary customers were people with disabilities, nursing homes, and hospitals all across the country.
And your whole world has been in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, other than... Yeah, I mean, I grew up here, and yeah, all my roots are here, and it's good to be back after spending 22 years in Portland.
Yes, the weather's so much nicer here. Well, I must say you are remarkably well adjusted. It's too bad you're such a, introvert. Yeah, right. You must speak at groups, and you must be so motivational when you speak. Tell me.
I have done quite a bit of public speaking. It's been more of a hobby than an actual profession. I took some time off with COVID and recently going through a divorce that's taken the wisdom that I had before the divorce and made my wisdom even stronger.
Some things are true for everybody.
Yes. So I've taken a little sabbatical from speaking, but no, I do enjoy it when I do it.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for being here. Now we're going to go back and ask Jennifer. Remember, Jennifer's here, right? I got your name right. It was kept Heggy, H-E-G-G-I-E.
Correct.
Heggy.
Yes.
Tell us where Pegasus is, the website, the phone number where our listeners can get information.
So Pegasus is easy to find. Our website is pegasusridingacademy.org. And we are desperately looking for volunteers right now. We cannot do what we do without the help of our volunteers. And believe it or not, to make our program successful, we need about 100 volunteers a week. A week. So our volunteers are the backbone of Pegasus. And we are looking for volunteers that can help us on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday mornings. And they can reach us by calling our main number, Pegasus. It's 760-772-3057.
And where's the actual facility?
So we are located right behind the Classic Club in Palm Desert, if anybody's ever been to that restaurant. Xavier Prep High School is our neighbor. And so we are very fortunate to be located right next to them. And we have a ranch where all our horses reside. We have 7 horses currently, and we are looking to incorporate more horses into the program. And our stable manager is on site literally 24/7 taking care of the horses. She's been there for over 30 years. Yeah, she's literally the horse whisperer. We call her the Caesar Milan of the horse world. So she's there, and she's taking care of the horses while the rest of us are working behind the scenes and recruiting volunteers and also fundraising, of course.
Well, we'll have you back, and we thank the Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. I didn't learn to pronounce that until Richard Milanovic walked into my studio one day and threw a chocolate Hershey's bar at me and taught me to say Cahuilla Band of Agua, not Agua, Agua Caliente Band of Cahuilla Indians. Yeah. So I'm so proud to say it. Bless the work that you're doing. Joy Pals, this will all be up on my website, phone numbers, and websites and everything, the pictures of these people. Thank you. Bless your heart. Thanks for coming by. We'll have you back. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.